KD Country 94 weather.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, lawn and garden tractor, or gator, every piece of equipment in our inventory is ready to work hard for your operation. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Stop by your local Landmark location or learn more at landmarkimp.com and experience the Landmark difference.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. High of 43 this afternoon under cloudy skies, east winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 29. Tonight, cloudy skies. Cloudy tomorrow, highs level off around 46. Mid 40s Thursday with a chance for scattered showers. Upper 40s, cloudy Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 39.
From our entire staff at Cunningham Telephone and Cable, we wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas. May the spirit of Christmas fill your heart full of love and compassion throughout the holiday season. We greatly appreciate your business, and we will strive to bring you the joy of communication with your family and friends and your favorite TV programming throughout the year. Merry Christmas from Cunningham Telephone and Cable, Glen Elder, Belleville, Concordia, and Beloit.
Christmas is coming, and Miller Hardware LLC in Downs has a great selection of gift ideas. For the Grill Master, check out their selection of Traeger and Blackstone, and get your pellets and accessories as well. They have bright ideas with a great selection of Nebo lights, and find housewares, heat holders, and Brits knits, gloves and hats, Dickies jeans and bib overalls. Other great ideas including sod and stubble books, t-shirts, pictures, a big selection of toys including Melissa and Doug, and much more. Stop in today for your Christmas shopping at Miller Hardware LLC in Downs.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly shared yesterday how Kansans will be able to weigh in on the next state of Kansas license plate. Kansans can go to ksplates.kansas.gov to vote for their favorite plate among five designs created by Mammoth Creative Company, a Kansas-based marketing firm in partnership with Kansas Tourism. Voting will end at 5 o'clock on Friday, December the 15th. Kansans have offered their thoughts on our state's next license plate through social media and elsewhere, even sending potential designs to my office. Many of these designs are beautiful, but we're moving forward with this voting process to ensure law enforcement can easily read the selected license plate and to get safer plates on the streets as soon as possible, said the governor. I encourage Kansans to make their voices heard, and I'm looking forward to announcing the winner next week, end of quote. The five options, while continuing to align with Kansas Tourism's To the Stars branding and the already announced guidelines, incorporate previous public feedback such as a lighter blue on the original proposal, a state of Kansas outline, wheat, and sunflowers. The plate proposals were also chosen because they prioritize public safety, clear, simple designs, enable law enforcement officers and traffic systems to quickly and easily read the license plate number. It is critical that Kansans be able to quickly identify a vehicle by its license plate, whether that be when reporting erratic driving behaviors, crashes, or amber alerts to law enforcement. Captain Candace Brashears of the Kansas Highway Patrol said, every second counts in an emergency, which is why we appreciate that the backgrounds of these license plates do not interfere with the plate combinations. Legible and high contrast license plates are important for the Kansas Turnpike and for Kansans when they drive on other toll roads. Having clear state of Kansas license plates will be crucial in keeping tolls low as we transition to cashless tolling in mid-2024. Kansans can vote on their favorite design as many times as they would like until voting closes this Friday. Votes will gauge support for a specific design, though minor aspects of the winning design may change to ensure compliance with production protocols. The selected plate will be announced on Monday, December the 18th. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 16 Independence and Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osmer, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. American Red Cross, give something that means something. Give blood. Blood drive at the Beloit Community Blood Drive is at the North Central Kansas Wellness Center Gym on Highway 24 in Beloit. It will be tomorrow, Wednesday, December 13th from noon to 6 p.m. To schedule your appointment, visit redcrossblood.org and enter Beloit. Are you covered? Marketplace Health Insurance open enrollment is now through January 15th. Sign up for 2024 coverage and explore your options with Metro County Hospital Health System Certified Application Counselor Connie Tyler. This service is completely free of charge. Call 738-9202. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
The hold, the kick, the win for the Giants.
2 yards here to keep the dream game alive here. Tua in traffic. He'll be brought down in Tennessee. He's going to secure an incredible, improbable comeback victory and win for the road on the first time this year.
Two exciting finishes in Monday Night Football. We'll have more on the games coming up in this sportscast. We also look at local sports, the schedule for this evening, high school hoops preview. College football AP All-Americans were announced on Monday. The K-State football team has some transfer portal news again as well. It's all coming up in the sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. In local sports, high school hoops tonight, we have a couple doubleheaders again for you on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. It is Osborne hosting Victoria on KD Country 94 and Republic County at Beloit on Z96.3. The Osborne Bulldogs at home in a non-league game against the Victoria Knights again on KD Country 94. It's actually a rematch of the first round games of the Purple and Gold Tournament in Waukini a week ago, in which the Bulldogs got the sweep. The girls winning 65-49 and the boys winning 57-37. On the girls' side, Osborne comes into tonight's game at 3-1. Victoria is 1-3. Both boys' teams have identical records as their girls' counterparts, with Osborne at 3-1, Victoria 1-3. Our coverage tonight begins at 5:50 for the girls' game and tip off around 6. The boys' game will follow. I'll have the call on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com from Osborne. You get on Z96.3 through the Lake in the Beloit Trojan Channel. The Trojans are hosting Republic County this evening in the girls' game. Beloit's 1-2, 0-1 in the league. Republic County's 0-3. They're playing their first league game. On the boys' side, Beloit off to a 3-0 start after a big 4-point road win at Southeast of Saline on Friday. As the Trojans started NCAA play 1-0, the Buffs are 1-2 heading into their first league contest. Coverage of Republic County Beloit. Girls pregame at 5:50, tip off at 6 o'clock, and the boys to follow on Z96.3 through the Lake in the Beloit Trojan Channel at ncastsports.com. As Wade Gerstner calls the action. Other games going on in high school hoops in the immediate area tonight include Lakeside at Bennington, Selwyn Lucas at Lincoln, Thunder Ridge hosting Natoma, Southern Clouds at Wakefield, Pike Valley at Axtell. Smith Center makes a road trip on Highway 36 in a non-league game at Washington County, and also Marysville and Concordia meeting in the NCKL in Concordia. You can find the full schedule for high school sports at ncksports.com. Also coming up tonight, prior to our high school basketball coverage, we'll have our high school wrestling locker room chats. We'll chat with the head coaches of Beloit, Osborne, and Smith Center this evening and chat about their wrestling teams. Again, on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com around 5:15. Well, the 2023 College Football AP All-Americans have been named as K-State's Cooper Beebe. The guard was a first-team selection. Also, tight end Ben Sennett was a third-team pick. You can find the full list at apnews.com. K-State football team also had another player enter the transfer portal on Monday. Senior safety Kobe Savage is the latest to defect. Savage suffered an injury late last season and came back to start all 12 games this year, registering 57 tackles. With 3.5 for loss and 3 interceptions, Savage is the 16th player to enter the transfer portal at K-State since the regular season ended in late November. K-State did get some good news out of the portal on Monday night as the number 2 rated offensive lineman, according to 24/7 Sports, Easton Kilty, announced his commitment to the Wildcats. The 6'5", 305-pound former North Dakota lineman will be going into his senior season in 2024. Finally, in sports, as heard at the beginning of this sportscast, there were two exciting finishes in Monday Night Football. The Packers took a 22-21 lead on the Giants with a minute 33 remaining on a touchdown pass from Jordan Love to Malik Heath, but a two-point conversion failed, leaving the door open for the Giants. A 32-yard pass from Tommy DeVito to Wandale Robinson eventually set up Randy Bullock for the 37-yard game-winning field goal as time expired and a 24-22 win for New York. In Miami, the top of the AFC standings had another shakeup despite leading 27-13 after a touchdown run by Raheem Mostert with just 4:34 left for the Dolphins. The Titans were able to score a touchdown and get a two-point conversion to cut the lead to 6 with 2:40 remaining, and then force the Dolphins punt. 4 plays later, the Titans in the end zone again on a 3-yard run by Derrick Henry, and Nick Folk added the extra point to put Tennessee up 28-27. Defense forced a turnover on downs to secure the 1-point win. Miami fell behind the Ravens into second place in the AFC standings at 9-4, which keeps the Chiefs just a game out of the second place spot. That's a look at sports and your sports leader in Northshore, Kansas, Katie Country 94 and Z96 Point through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.